a number of lads that have definitely picked up knocks, but Michael probably came out of the game earlier and somebody all right, and you know he'll not be involved this weekend. But listen, I think the rest should be okay, and looking forward to the match now, to be honest, Oisin.
When somebody like Michael Murphy gets an injury, there's always a worry there. Come championship time at the end of June, should this be okay with Michael?
Oh yeah, no, listen, it's like any other hamstring, it's not too serious. It just takes a couple of weeks to get it sorted out, but no, Michael will be fine come championship.
Do you think, Declan, you have the defensive issues sorted out from last week? Obviously, conceding four goals. There was 8 or 9 attempts on goals. That can't happen again this time around in Armagh, can it?
No, exactly. You know, Armagh are very strong, especially you know, offensively from midfield up, where you know, Niall Brimley and Jared Ogburns in the middle of the field, and you have the likes of Doreen O'Neill, Oisin O'Neill, Stephen Campbell, Rory Grogan, you know, all top-class forwards. And so yeah, we've got to be better defensively, and as I say, we've got to get that balance right between defence and attack.
But I suppose one of the aspects which was pleasing from last week's game, Declan, was the way in the second half that Donegal responded.
No, exactly. As I said, after the game, there's good character within the group, and you know, offensively, we've been playing well, and you know, 120 would normally win you most games. But as I say, we've got to be tighter at the back, and as I say, we will be tested again Saturday, but this is ideal. It's brilliant for preparation for us as we head into a championship, which is only now 4 weeks away.
Yeah, Armagh, of course, you give them a bit of a walloping in the Ulster Championship last year. Is it going to be something of a similar game you expect this weekend, Declan, or are you expecting a much closer affair?
No, listen, last year's championship match will be bearing on tomorrow night's game. Oisin, it's going to be a really close affair. Armagh have been very, very, very good in their two games to date against Monaghan. They won that game, got off to a really good start, and finished the game strongly, and deservedly won that game. They were also very, very good against Tyrone last week, and you know, they were a point up with about 15 minutes to go when they got an opportunity from a penalty, and you know, Stephen Campbell missed that penalty that would have put them 4 points up, and ultimately Tyrone went on to win the game. So listen, Armagh are strong, there's no doubt about it, and you know, they're stronger than what we were last year.
Yeah. Just on the league, Declan, I read somewhere during the week one of the pundits, I think it might have been one of the hurling pundits, that was saying that for people to pull back a bit and don't be getting too carried away, that it's only the league, that the counties have had this huge break since the start of the year, and championship is key. Is that something you would concur with, Declan, that maybe some quarters and some pundits and some media are looking too much into the league this year?
The league has always been important to us, but you know, it's different. There's no, I mean, it's been different this year because we've gone straight into a league. You know, normally you'd have a preparation from a McKenna Cup point of view. You have 6 weeks preparation, then you play your 3 McKenna Cup games in your international league campaign. And, you know, so condensed. The matches are coming week on, week in, week out. And as I said from the start, a mini Ulster Championship. So it's going to bring that edge. So the games have been really, really good. I mean, all the games in Division 1 North have been really, really powerful, strong games, and really good spectacles. So, may that continue, but it'll be no different tomorrow night. There'll definitely an edge in the air and the athletic grounds. There'll be supporters in. There'll be 500 supporters in the ground, so it'll bring a bit of an atmosphere there also.
An atmosphere that's probably going to favour the home side, Deck. A bit disappointing this week, and yes, we do understand in a way, but there's also the disappointment that Donegal can't have more in there.
Ah, listen, yeah, exactly. At the end of the day, you know, why could Donegal have a couple of 100 supporters in there tomorrow night? And, you know, freedom to travel and every other aspect, so I don't know why they couldn't come in into athletic grounds tomorrow night. And, you know, whoever made those decisions in Puritan Powers, be in Croke Park or Ulster Council, will definitely have had a say in it. It's disappointing, there's no doubt about it, but I'd say it's something out of our control. But I'd say all we're doing at the minute, Oisin, is focusing and getting ready for a big task against Armagh.
Just finally then, Declan, you would prefer going into a league semi-final rather than a relegation playoff after the weekend?
Yeah. I think you're right, Oisin, yeah. We want any game we go out to play, we want to perform, and we want to pick up a victory, and whether that's in challenge matches, McKenna Cup matches, league matches, or challenge, it's all the same, but we want to go into our match tomorrow night and get a performance and get that result, and as I say, it's only 4 weeks to end the championship.